Happy holidays and welcome to Every Day's a Holiday. I'm Megan.
And I'm not
April Fools.
What? Oh, who are you?
No, I just wanted to interrupt you because you always interrupt me whenever I try and do the introduction. So, and I don't have any good April Fools things.
Oh, I was going to say that I am not eating while we're recording this episode, which is good. April Fools, I am. I have some Oreos.
Oh.
April Fools, I don't. Not really.
Oh.
I mean, I have Oreos, but I'm not eating them.
I got really excited for you, and then now it's just kind of like, oh, where's the Oreos?
It's completely side note from the movie that we're going to be talking about today, which is called April Fool's Day from 1986. Anybody who's watching at home, we're going to go watch the movie now and then come back and listen.
April Fools, we already watched it.
That's what we're going to be watching, the 1986 version, because there is a remake.
Yeah.
But on a side note from the movie, Lily wanted Oreos the other day when we went to the store, and she saw them in the aisle, and she said, "Cookie?" And I said, "No, Lily, we're getting something else. We're going to Cookie." And I said, "No, Lily, we're not getting Cookie." And she was walking away, and we were like into another section of the store already, and she said, "Peas."
Oh, stop. Aw.
And so I was like, all right. I turned the thing around. I went back. We got the Oreos. And so then the whole rest of the time that we were in the store, she was like, "Cookie. Cookie, cookie," like trying to get me to give her one. And so I took her out to the car and gave her one when we got into the car. But Gabby. So to keep myself, well, it was a morning snack. Anyway, so to keep myself honest and say that I wasn't buying the Oreos for me, but I was buying them for her, I made myself a deal and told her, and I am not allowed to eat any of the Oreos unless it's when I'm giving her one. And I'm not like giving... Somebody said I was going to be giving her Oreos like all day long. I'm just going to feed her a case full of Oreos all day because I'm going to want to keep the Oreos.
But Oreos.
It's been working so far because I've given her one every couple days.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll have one when she eats it. And she takes a long time.
Yeah.
To eat them.
You know, just saying, you keep that up and you're going to be like her favorite person on this planet. My dad used to like sneak me M&Ms, and like anytime we go shopping, you know, I'd be like, "Oh, cookies." And he'd be like, "You want those cookies?" Be like, "Yeah."
April Fools, you ain't getting them.
Stop. Oh my gosh. That'd be so mean.
April Sorry, Fools. I just had to find a way to turn that back around on the show so that we're actually back in the theme.
So we're back. Okay, April Fools.
So we watched the movie April Fool's Day just so that nobody gets mad at us, any of our few listeners that listen to us. We don't want anybody to get mad, but we're doing movies that are directly named after holidays. So far we've done Groundhog's Day or Groundhog Day. It's not, no S. Valentine's Day and April Fool's Day. Today is also Easter. But there's no movie called Easter or Easter Sunday, at least not a well-known big release one that I even know about. So
there's Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, but that's not called Easter. That's what I'm, you know what I'm, you
that's true.
Understand what I'm getting at. I'm saying we're doing, we're covering April Fool's Day instead of Easter because they're on the same day and there's not an Easter movie or a movie
I
named
do
Easter.
I do. Understand.
And so that being said, I did a little bit of research into the background of this movie, and most of the people involved in this, I didn't really like the actors and stuff. I had no idea who they were or what they'd been in. I didn't recognize anybody.
Oh yeah.
Interestingly, the writer was actually a writer for Beverly Hills Cop.
What?
And Beverly Hills Cop 2 and 3 and the April Fool's Day reprise, or I guess maybe that's just because he wrote the original one, so he was also credited as a writer on the remake. But he wrote the idea, at least, behind the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Huh.
And the director had directed an older horror movie called When a Stranger Calls, which I'd heard of before.
Ooh, I don't like that. That sounds scary.
Yeah, but so most of the actors I didn't recognize at all, and I looked at some of their IMDb pages, and I didn't recognize anything even on there to mention.
Mm-hmm.
The older guy, like the cop guy, mm-hmm. was on one episode of Smallville, I think.
Oh.
In the 90s.
Wow.
So, but that was about the only one that I really found.
Yeah.
But to set a little bit of context for you. This was April Fool's Day was made in 1986, right? And I didn't realize it until about halfway through the movie watching it myself, but it takes a lot of cues from the movie Halloween.
Really?
Which came out in like 1978 or 79, sometimes the late 70s. So it's been like 8 or 9 years since Halloween came out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. It's a holiday-based killing spree. You see what I mean? And it was sort of based on, it was following mostly younger kids. It's a little bit older.
Yeah.
It's more of a teen thing than like the younger kids in Halloween or the babysitter or whatever. But we'll be talking about Halloween later in the year, of course, because it's another holiday-themed movie.
Mm-hmm.
But April Fool's Day is trying to be Halloween, I think, with a little bit more humor and jokes throughout.
Interesting. That did not come to my mind, honestly. But that's a good point.
I want to hear what you thought about the movie, because you're not a horror person at
no,
all.
No, I hate scary movies. I'm not going to lie.
So we should be thankful that you even watched it at all.
Yeah, I definitely skimmed some parts. Like, I went a solid, I think I went a solid 40 minutes in without skimming. Mm-hmm. And then I skimmed. I thought some parts were funny. Mm-hmm. I like in the beginning, I thought it was funny, like the trick knife where they're on the boat and the one guy like flings it at him and then he falls back. But then I felt so bad because the one guy got like smashed, you know.
In between the boat.
Yeah, by the boat. I thought it was a little, so, like the humor in it was a little like kind of, I don't know if crude is the right word, but.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I mean, it was a little like the girls were, and the guys. It was just a little crude. Yeah.
It was a very spring breaky.
Yeah, like kind of wild college. Yeah.
And they didn't actually get that wild, but they, and I guess that's kind of how like real kids are, but they,
yeah,
they
talk
a big game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then there was one scene, there was like one kind of sex scene where it cuts to somebody and they're just doing the weirdest position where somebody's legs are up in the air and they're just like under a blanket, but you just see somebody's legs in the air and then somebody else's head and then they're like, what in the, like those are, they must be like contortionists. What the heck are they doing?
Yeah. A little questionable. I thought some of the stuff was really clever. Like, I think overall the movie was very clever. Like, you don't, like, I don't know, all the pranks and everything. I mean, they eventually, I was kind of like, okay, this can't be real. Because, haha, April Fools. But I don't know.
Well, don't talk about that. Let's.
Okay, I won't give things away.
At least we'll do a spoiler thing and talk about spoilers at the end. But the pranks, yeah, the biggest thing about this movie is that it takes place over April Fool's Day weekend. And anyone who's still listening and hasn't watched the movie yet, we'll give a little brief synopsis. But if you're going to listen to this podcast, you might as well go watch the movie, because after we talk about the movie, you're not going to want to probably go watch it.
Uh-huh.
So basically, they go to a friend's house. A group of college students go to a friend's house for April Fool's Day weekend for spring break. And they keep saying she's like extremely rich. And yeah, so it's like a nice beach house on an island that I guess they own. It didn't really seem like amazingly rich to me. It didn't scream like Hamptons or anything. It was just like, oh yeah, it's a nice house, but you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was nice. I feel like probably the location, since it was on, like, wasn't it her, like, it wasn't her island, wasn't her.
I think it was her family's island.
It was her
family.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
so I mean, that kind of adds, like, the location of it.
Yeah.
But maybe for that time period, for when the movie
way back in the 80s.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Rich people were not nearly as rich.
Exactly. And now, if you don't have a 3-story, you know, crazy or 4-story crazy setup, then
yeah,
you're just average.
So, but basically, once they get to this house, she has their friend that owns, or her family owns the house, has all these like lighthearted pranks set up around. Like, they go to sit down at dinner and somebody sits on a whoopee cushion and there's a weird chair that you fall over backwards in, and then it flips back up so it looks like it's, you know, a normal chair. And somebody goes to bed and they turn off a light by the bedside table, and then another light turns on, and it's like a chase of the lights going around. And then people start dying. And then it's like, oh my gosh, there's a murderer here. And who's the murderer? Because they're all stuck on an island together and there's no way to get off. And so is it one of the kids or the host or somebody else that's on the island? And so that's pretty much the scenario that we have. And yeah, I agree with you. I liked a lot of the pranks and I thought they were kind of funny. The knife one I didn't really like all that much. I didn't understand what they were doing. They were playing some weird game with the knife where they were like throwing it into the deck, and I'm like, oh, you
I
lost.
just thought it was very, like, that one got me because when it first happened, I was like, oh, dang, they are killing them off quick. Because I knew it was a, murder kind of horror movie. And I was more impressed with the fact that it kind of got me. Like, I thought he really did stab, like, I thought he caught the knife with his abdomen. So I was just impressed by it.
Well, that was even a better joke for me because I was watching it at home in the morning, and I got to that point and I saw the guy fall in the water, and they're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, he's dead, get him, get him. And then I was like, Lily was in the other room and needed something, so I paused the movie and I was like, oh my gosh, they already started killing people. And I went in and I took care of her and did something. And so it was like 10 or 15 minutes. And then I came back and sat down and I was like, okay, so what happened? So that kid died. And then I go back and they're like, oh, it was just a prank. And I was like, oh, wow. So, wow. So it was like he was dead for a lot longer for me than he was in the actual movie, if that makes sense.
He was dead for a lot longer in my time, but yeah, I was impressed because it definitely they did a good job with that scene as far as getting you kind of like, what? You already are killing people? And then just kidding. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, and then they actually do. They're like, oh wait, no,
No,
there
but
is something, you
really.
know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of that was kind of this movie. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting from a movie called April Fool's Day, but there was just a lot of like, oh haha, that was a prank. Oh haha, that was a prank. Oh haha, there was something funny, you know.
But I think they did
And
a
then
really good job at Kim. I mean, I questioned almost every single prank,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, I mean, some of them it was like, oh, legit. And then I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I didn't question every single prank. That's what I meant. I didn't
Yeah.
question the pranks. Like, I believed everything that was happening and I was like, oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Well, and I've got all these notes that are just like, it's so funny to go through my notes because I'm basically having a conversation with myself, so they don't make a whole lot of sense. I was trying to figure out what the mystery was or whatever, and I was way off. And but then I was like, one thing at point I said, she set up the entire house like Home Alone. It's like the pranks from Home Alone, except they're meant to be funny, you know.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even gosh, Gavin, way to like connect these because
I try, you know.
I did not even think of this.
It's Halloween combined with Home Alone
Oh gosh.
and a bunch of jokes. And also, okay, so we talked about the light bulb thing, that where the one light turned off, the other light turned off the other light, you know, or they turned them on, and so you couldn't turn the lights off to go to bed. There was a I just thought of when I was watching that there was a better way to do that, because he like burns his hand on the light bulb when he tries to unscrew it finally to get the one light to go off, and that's the main light that had been on the whole time. So if he'd just gone over to one of the other lights and unscrewed that light bulb, which would have been mostly cold, and then turned off the first light, it would have been solved. He wouldn't have burned himself. But
That actually would be a lot smarter, but well, I mean,
we don't want to watch
the
a horror movie
people
about smart people.
and the people in this, they genuinely did not come across as very smart. Now, Muffy, I mean, she was decently smart, and I think Nan was kind of smart a little
Yeah.
bit.
I'll be honest, I didn't get most of their names besides Muffy. So I think Nan was the one who kind of the main girl besides Muffy, right?
She's at the very end.
Yeah,
She's
that's what
in
I
the
thought.
very, very end with Muffy.
But so I don't know. They're flat, or they're not. I mean, they have interesting things going on, and their conversations together are, I guess, entertaining, but
They're not memorable.
Yeah, it's I was watching and they were introducing themselves and I couldn't follow who they were. And then later on in the movie, I was like, oh, is that the one that was, talking about this other thing earlier? And I guess it is because he's doing the same thing. But like, for instance, so there was the one guy that has a video camera at the beginning and he's filming everybody as they're getting ready to go. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. There's a guy that's like, he's a videographer or whatever, and so he's got his video camera everywhere he goes. So after like 20 minutes, after they get off the ferry, you never see the video camera again. And then I didn't remember which kid that was. And then, I mean, they all I didn't get any of their names, and some of the dialogue sounded more like it was an adult writing what they thought a kid would talk like, rather than whether it was like they didn't seem like real people talking. It seemed like very staged and written. So,
Yeah, I would agree with that. That is one thing. Muffy, and then the girl in the very first scene. She's the only one that I kind of, well, obviously, actually, I don't really remember her. I just remember her name's like O'Shea,
oh,
O.
yeah, that's not really her name, though. She's making a joke. She comes
Oh,
on, she says,
just
oh,
kidding.
I'm Mary O'Reilly O'Toole O'Shea, because I wrote that down and I was like, what kind of a name is that? But she's just like goofing off because she says her parents are her best friends and she's going to a convent and she always has sex on a first date or something. Like she's being silly for the camera.
And see, and that shows how much that actually stuck because I don't know, it was very hard. Yeah, it was very hard for me to like listen to their conversations and like get engaged, like emotionally
Yeah.
engaged with the
Yeah,
characters.
and like I said, I'm not sure if that's the writer's fault or the actor's fault or if it's just the fact that this movie, that these kids are like the age that my parents were when they were in college. So to think of, like the way that my mom talked when she was in college, I'm sure was not the way that we talk now or, even 15 years, 10 years ago, whatever,
Very true.
So it may be a time thing as well, but it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. And I was just like, what are these guys are so weird,
Yeah, and I mean also though, was it it was it wasn't a very popular movie, was it?
No, I don't think so.
So that could also be part of it, is people could not engage with the characters and get attached to the characters. Because if you don't remember the characters and if you can't emotionally like attach yourself to them normally, it's not, you don't really. Like there was no, I don't know, they're just not memorable.
Yeah.
None of them stuck with me except for Muffy.
Yeah, well, Muffy is like and the funny thing is, so Muffy's like the main character, but she doesn't have any sort of chemistry with any of these people at all. They're all supposed to be her friends, and there is like almost nothing between them. She's almost like another person that's there instead. You know what I mean? Like she's not her Muffy, but she's pretending to be Muffy.
That's so true. She really does not connect. Maybe that's also a big thing, is like none of them have good chemistry together.
Yeah.
There was no like chemistry between the characters. I mean, everybody seemed just kind of, it was just bland.
Yeah.
The emotional connection and chemistry was all just bland.
Yeah. And so before we go too much further, I guess we need to give one great big giant spoiler warning because we're going to be talking about the ending of the movie, especially and who the killer is and that kind of stuff. So
Dun dun dun.
if you're ever planning on watching this movie, don't listen to this now. I mean, if you've listened up to this point, we haven't given away anything, I don't think, anything big, but we're going to start talking about the ending of the movie. So spoilers, you've been warned. Stop listening now or forever hold your peace. Don't send us angry hate mail that you found out who the killer was
Or keep listening and
because we
ruin
were talking about it.
everything.
Okay, April Fools. Megan wants you to keep listening. We're not going to give spoilers at all. April Fools.
April Fools.
Okay,
Spoil the
so
movie.
about that twist, Megan. Did you see it coming?
No. Thought everybody
No.
was dead. I legitimately was very, I don't know, I was very impressed by the ending because I know it didn't show, like you didn't necessarily see a lot of gore and people getting killed, but still, I thought people were like, I believed it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess I'm just really gullible, but.
So when they finally come out and find out that all of it has been an April Fool's joke, was it satisfying to you, or were you like, oh, come on, not seriously, really?
I mean,
how did you feel?
I was happy that people weren't actually dead.
Okay, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. I
You were
still.
disappointed that it was a joke, or were you?
No, I was happy that people weren't dead, but also I am not a big scary movie person. So I was like, ugh, why did we go through all that? Why'd we have to go through all that? Like, that's not a funny joke.
Because some people like the scary. Some people like to walk through haunted houses and stuff, and that's kind of what this was for those people. But yeah, the twist at the end of the movie really made me like the movie again.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I shouldn't say again, because I think up to the point that they found out it was a joke, I didn't like the movie at all.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, okay. And for a movie that's named April Fool's Day, you would think, yeah, there's going to be some big elaborate hoax or prank. So I don't know why I didn't expect it, but there was just so much elaborate work that went into this prank and people dying and heads and bodies of people. There was one point in the well, which I don't know if you may have skimmed this part, but they
oh,
fall
yeah.
into the
Heck
well.
Heck yeah, I did skim that part.
And the weird thing is there was one part that definitely looked like a body or a head or whatever, but then there were other parts in there that I was like, that's a body, that's a mannequin. And so they were like, both two people are in here, two people are dead. And I was like, one of them is dead, and then one of them is the mannequin that she was messing around with at the beginning of the movie.
Yep. Nope, I skimmed that, so.
So,
Not about that well life.
But how did Muffy pull it all off? How did she know what they were going to do, when they were going to be off? Like, so for instance, the so-called policeman that is actually her uncle that was helping her the whole time told them to stick together and not separate. So then how did she know that they were going to go separate so that she could kill them off one by one?
I wonder if maybe she didn't, but she just had multiple plans, you know? Like, if they do this, we'll do that. And if they do this, we'll do that. So I bet she just had, I don't know. Or
like
everybody just read the script and listened to the director.
Are you saying because they were doing that, because they were watching a movie?
Sorry, my dad always says that. I'm pretty sure my dad always says that when I'm like, oh, how'd they know to say that? And he'll be like, I bet they read the script. I'm like, oh.
That's hilarious. I love that. You know, I can totally see that in this movie because a lot of their dialogue sounds like they were reading out of a script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not very, yeah. The chemistry, it just was not there. It really wasn't.
Yeah, and I almost wrote it off as a super corny movie that wasn't worth watching at all. By the end of it, I was glad that I had watched it just because of that twist at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really get me. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, like satisfied with it. It almost makes me want to go back and watch it again and be like, so where did they switch out? Who did the, what happened here? I guess she just went into the room and she's like, okay, so we're doing a joke and this is a practical joke and you're dead. And you're like, what? And you're like, yeah, here's the makeup and put the, yeah, so you're dead.
So you're dead. Oh, what?
It'd be really funny to see that scene with all those characters.
Like a behind the scenes kind of thing.
If it was a funnier movie, like a scary movie, you know, the movie Scary Movie where it's like a comedy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Those are so funny.
If it would have been, that would have been that movie and it cuts.
Yeah.
Like it does a flashback and she's like, okay, so you're dead. And they're like, wah, ha, ha, ha. You're like, no. I mean, you're dead. Stop it. You're dead. And she's like,
I feel like we've connected this movie to a lot of other movies that did really well. And this movie just kind of was like, it was similar to all those movies, but it just didn't have what those other movies had.
Yeah. Well,
that thing that intrigues you.
The good idea was draws there, you in. But I think probably, like I said, coming 8 years after Halloween or whatever, it looked too much. I'm sure in trailers and stuff. I mean, they couldn't give it away, so it was almost came off as too, you know, similar to all those other horror movies that where you just watch all these people get killed one after another. And the characters aren't that interesting to watch, so, you know, it explains why a lot of people didn't go see it at the box office. So one thing that I did think they did really well, though, is all the pranks at the beginning of the movie, all the pranks that Muffy set up prior to the murder thing going on. All of those were pretty small. I mean, the chair setup, the dribbling glasses, the whoopee cushion, those were real low-tech and not really elaborate pranks. So it's not like watching the movie ahead of time. You're like, oh, she's a mastermind at this. She's, you know, she could definitely pull this off where she's making all these people die or think they're dead. You know, like this whole thing is a plot. It was like silly college kid stuff. So, you know, you're like, oh, Muffy could totally be doing this. And then there's just somebody murdering people.
That is a very good point. I like how they did the little, like, kind of dumb pranks that you just kind of brush off. And you're like, oh, yeah, April Fools. Because then you didn't suspect.
And it was the only...
when people were getting murdered.
The only real interesting thing in the whole beginning of the movie was the pranks.
Yeah. That's true. So then... Let's go ahead and rank.
Well, I would say out of the three movies we've watched so far this year, Groundhog's Day was the best. Then April Fool's Day, I enjoyed more than Valentine's Day, but I think Valentine's Day may be a little bit better of a movie, which pains me to say. That's my ranking.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't mind this one just because of the plot, but I also really minded it because it was technically a scary movie and I hate scary movies.
Yeah.
But I'd give it a 3.
3 Jack in the Boxes.
3 Jack in the Boxes out of 5.
I'd give it a 1.5 Jack in the Box for the whole movie because of the twist, which brought it up from like 0.75 Jack in the Boxes or maybe 1 Jack in the Box. No, 0.75 or 0.5. Like it was really low before the twist. Really, really low.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well.
I think we're both being too easy on this movie.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, I don't know. The plot was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one other thing I wanted to bring up. And I'm sorry if we're making this go a little bit long, but the Jack in the Box at the beginning of the movie, and it comes back at the end, but what in the world is up with that Jack in the Box?
I don't know, but it needs to go.
Because she acts like she remembers it, like, really, really fondly, but it was, like, the most horrifying thing that had ever happened to her, it looked like, at least from the flashback.
I mean, yeah, that would, like, that's... why she is the way she is. Muffy got messed up.
Oh, Muffy. Messed up childhood. Muffy.
She messed up Muffy. Yeah, because of her childhood and those pranks she got played on her.
Yeah. So I thought that was weird. Oh, and I also read about a deleted scene in the movie, or an alternate ending, I guess, where the brother goes back and tries to kill Muffy for his share of the money, and he ends up falling off the house or something, and he ends up killing himself. So that was an alternate ending to the movie. But I'm glad the way that it ends, that nobody really dies.
Yeah, I didn't watch that scene, though.
But anyway, if you feel like it, you could go find the April Fool's Day from 1986 and watch it. There's also a remake from 2008. Sorry, 2008 is when the remake came out. And also Happy Easter, Happy Kwanzaa, April Fool's. It's not really Kwanzaa today. And go online and like us on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Listen to our old episodes. We'll have a new one coming up in the next couple of days.
And don't forget to come back and celebrate with us on our next episode. It's a jolly holiday with you.